Drew!
How's it going, dude?
Dude, it's going good, man. We're live in the studio, as they say.
It's great to be back here.
Yeah, man, you look really good in the C-Cut studio, dude.
Boy, just like I remember it.
Yeah.
There's my old love seat and my lava lamp.
Yep. And you got you got your special hat on.
Oh, and there's that picture of me on the wall underneath the little plaque that says, if you see this man, call the police.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Andy, is that your lunch over there?
Oops.
What? How long has that been there? Oh, my God.
I'm actually really hungry right now. I could use that lunch.
Oh, I don't know if you... Okay, well, yeah. Whatever's in that bag, I think you should eat.
Maybe it's a probiotic at this point. That'd be a good thing.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to find out in the next couple of days. Maybe next week I'll tell everybody how it went.
Okay.
Perfect. So, Andy, when you're not in the C-Cut studio, where are you?
At the moment, when I'm not in the C-Cut studio, I'm in Orlando, Florida.
Yep.
My hometown. And rehearsing with my brother Edwin for our upcoming Taunt Starts Band tour.
Oh man, that's so awesome. So let's talk about the tour, and let's talk about some new music that might be coming out soon.
Yeah, for sure. No might at all. It's definitely coming out, barring something disastrous. Got a new album called Petunia, comes out on Mexican Summer October 22nd. It comes out on Mike Collins' birthday, I'm pretty sure. So, and we have our first tour in friggin', I don't know, 2+ years for sure. Right up alongside it, hitting pretty much all the big population centers in America, minus continental America. We're not going to Alaska or Hawaii, unfortunately. And we have a one-off date in Mexico City, our first show in Mexico City.
That's amazing. I didn't know that you were leaving the country. And when is that show? When is that show in relation to the rest of the tour?
It's sort of right in the middle. The tour consists of two legs, each of which start and end in Orlando. Sort of right in the middle. We swing home to Orlando, hop on a plane, go to Mexico City, fly back to Orlando, and then continue the tour.
Holy smokes, that's amazing. And it's how long is the tour? I mean, I should have the dates in front of me, but I'll make sure to get that information out to the people.
No, it's okay. I got it in front of me. First show is October 24th. And the final show is December 1st. Mind you, we're not playing like every single night, but it's pretty consistently on the road from October 24th to December 1st.
And are you, I'm assuming you're staying sort of on the East Coast for that first leg?
Exactly, yeah.
Cool. And
second leg is like Midwestern United States up to the Pacific Northwest and then down the West Coast and then back through the Southwest.
Wow, that must be so fun. Are you excited?
I'm so stoked, dude.
Yeah.
I'm over the moon. I haven't, like a lot of people, I haven't hit the road in a long time because of this pandemic. So I miss that feeling of just seeing the country that I live in and different people every night. And I also just miss playing music with my brother every night,
Totally. Absolutely. Okay. So do you think that for this tour, it's just going to be like slipping right back into it? Are you kind of like nervous about that first show? Are you just plain all excited? Or maybe just what's your sort of feeling going into like, ooh, big tour, haven't been out on the road in a while. What's that sort of, what's that feeling like?
At the moment, rehearsals are going, in my opinion, very well. So I wouldn't say I'm apprehensive or nervous so much about the performing aspect. I'm super stoked to like jump into that ecstatic aspect of performance. Mm-hmm. It's more like, as we're doing as much as we can to prepare logistically, advancing the shows and making sure we have everything tuned up and all of our gear straight, our vehicle ready, trying to simplify load in, all that stuff, you know, just like the nuts and bolts of it. Mm-hmm. And the only part of me that kind of gnaws at me is I know, because you mentioned that first show, I know this, we're going to pull up for sound check or something, barring anything unforeseen, even if everything goes perfectly smoothly, I know we'll get to a point in the day where it's like, fuck, I forgot that. Or like, oh yeah, I forgot about this one major part of touring that's very mundane, but very important, that Edwin and I are just not accounting for at the moment. That said, I think we're being quite thorough, but there's always something you forget, especially if you don't have a, like, you know, a legit tour manager, like a proper manager, for example. Just the sort of thing that when you, two guys who are taking care of most of it by themselves, you're going to forget about. So
dude,
we'll take it as it comes, you know?
Dude, I totally understand. Okay, here's my little anecdote, and here's what I'm going to say to you. Okay, today I was just jamming in my little jam space, and all of a sudden my guitar cut out in my headphones, and I was like, oh my god, this again. And then I remember that last time this same thing happened with my input on my guitar or the input on one of my pedals, it was the last show I played.
And that must have been how long ago?
Oh gosh, it was like a couple, like, you know, it was like a long time ago.
Last tour. And I bet today you're at your practice space and you're like, fuck yeah, I'm the fucking bee's knees. I got my guitar all set up. I'm going to play. What?
Well, what? Same feeling.
What's going on?
I just had to like yank that patch cable real tight to get whatever. I don't know what's going on, but it was very funny. I was like, wow, imagine if I played the next show I played was just had that same problem from so long ago that I always said, okay, got to bring your guitar to the shop. Got to get that fixed. And then you waited this long, and then all of a sudden, oh my god. But that's not going to happen to you. But that was my funny little story from today.
If it can happen, it will eventually happen. Totally. I think it's best to prepare yourself mentally that way.
Hey, I got... Yeah, go ahead.
Just prepare. That's all. Just be as prepared as you can be.
I got my guitar tuned up in Orlando once. Where do you think it went? I can't remember. It's like in a strip mall.
Was I with you?
I think, no, I feel like you weren't in town when Gleb and I rolled through, and it was me and Ed, like, Gleb and I stayed at your folks' place, and then Ed Sr. told me where to go to get it tuned up.
I mean, dude.
Or no, I think it was when we were there with you.
When we, was Steve Jr. and Leia?
No, it was when, no, Steve Jr., Tom Starr's band.
Huh. Well, honestly, if you get anything done in Orlando, whether you're getting your guitar tuned up or going to your accountant or buying a gun, you're doing it all at a strip mall. So that doesn't really narrow it down.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Here's my question. Another Orlando-related question. You got two shows that are bookending the tour. Where is the first one and where is the second one?
You mean where's the first show and where's the last show?
Yes.
Oh, cool. The first show is in Asheville, North Carolina, and the last show is in Denton, Texas, in the greater Dallas area.
Oh, okay. So my mistake. I thought you were kicking off the tour in Orlando and then ending the tour in Orlando, but I see I see what you're saying. So you just leave from Orlando and then obviously come back from Orlando, and that's how it starts and that's how it ends. Makes sense.
Yeah, because that's where we're from, and that's where all of our stuff is, at least.
Well, that's, yeah.
One of us is there full-time right now. I'm only here part-time. But we do have, not confirmed at the moment, but we have a Florida-only tour in the works for January of 2022. Whoa. So we will be spreading the love in Orlando, of course. It just didn't make sense for this fall leg.
That's awesome. How many shows do you think you could pack in into a Florida tour?
I mean, technically...
Hundreds, thousands.
Yeah, you could play. Every place with a post office in the state. Sure, I mean, sure. Maybe. I think our Florida tour will be six, maybe seven shows.
Wow.
It could never be enough for me. There are so many places in Florida still that I you know, born and raised here, but I still haven't played.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's obviously a larger conversation to be had with people from those towns or people from other towns who are either like, yeah, you could totally play like Naples if you wanted to, or Key West. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there are plenty of people that are like, you could never play that place. You don't want to, you know. But I'm always keen to try somewhere new, you know, especially in Florida.
Yeah, that's awesome. Any place in particular? I mean, I'm sure the whole, I mean, traveling around is going to be so fun, especially now after having a little bit of a hiatus over the last little while. Any place in particular you're looking forward to going, or just the whole darn thing?
Oh, the whole darn thing for sure. This tour will be the first time Edwin and I almost called him Edmund. Jesus. is the first time Edwin and I will be playing in Richmond. We played Denver before, I think. Salt Lake City, Boise. You know, never played Tucson with Tom Stratt's band. I'm really excited. I'm just excited to play in new places, you know.
Yeah, that's really...
On the off chance that there's even just like one person in Salt Lake City who's like comes to the show and they're like, I've been waiting for you guys to come to Salt Lake City for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Then you know that the stop was worth it, you know.
Dude, I couldn't agree more. Okay, so what's on the prep list right now? You've got your tour does start pretty soon. So what does the next couple days look like?
A lot of playing, drilling of songs. Got a lot of new material that we sort of finished arranging and then very quickly recorded over a year ago, and that's the new album. But basically, once we finished recording in August of 2020, we haven't really played since then. So it's been over a year, not only since we've played, but since we played a new material that we don't have like years of, you know, muscle memory playing.
Right.
So we're basically relearning all these new songs. And it's been challenging for sure, and also just translating them into a live setting. Because for the most part, they're songs that we haven't played in this form ever live. So, you know, me and Ed go into the practice space and we jam all day and, you know, slowly but surely it gets better, which is cool. And let's see, we got the roof rails and the cargo box for the Toyota Sienna. That kicks ass.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm going to have to pick up some more gaff tape because you never know.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a DI box. Edwin's going to have his own DI box. That's awesome. Fucking cool. Did I ever take you to Skycraft in Orlando?
Not sure. Can't remember.
It's a real institution, real landmark here. It's like a electronic and mechanical surplus store. You and someone like Pat Spadine would have just a wonderful day walking around this place.
Now, I feel like that's where a lot of your gear, maybe some of your headsets originated from, things like that.
Bits and pieces, yeah, bits and pieces. Yeah, yeah. It's definitely here, I think, because of the aerospace industry.
Right.
A lot of like, you know, honestly, like fucking like Lockheed Martin engineers, mm-hmm, and also mm-hmm. just hobbyists and tons of surplus, you know, just circuitry shit.
Yeah. No, you definitely told me about it and it seems really cool. And I know you've been going there for years, right?
Totally, yeah. When I was a child, my father would take me there. If we were running errands, he'd be like, I gotta swing by Skycraft really quick. And I knew it would be just like half an hour of me walking around, not knowing what anything was around me, just drawers and drawers and shelves of little transistors and like capacitors and shit and miles of cable. So bored, I wanted to cry. And then once I got into like music and gear and like building stuff when I was a teenager, it took on a whole new meaning. And because they know that they cater to that sort of crowd as well, they've started just caring sometimes. They'll have like super cheap, like flight cases or, you know, yeah, or like wireless rigs and shit like that. So I went, they have a new location, which was news to me, but they have a new location, looks a little bit bigger. And I went there yesterday on a whim because I was like, maybe they got some shit we could use. And they have like an old hard shell. I believe it used to belong to like a fashion designer or a tailor or something, but I believe it's a dress case. But it's perfect for like a tough wheeled hardware bag, like a drum hardware case. Right. It was $10. It was like,
that's crazy.
No fucking brainer, you know.
Just pop that out of the Sienna and roll that bad boy in. Ooh, man, hard case for drum gear sounds excellent.
Yeah, super pimp. And yeah, you can put it on the bottom of the van and stack shit on top of it, you know?
Totally. Dude, you could...
It's not just like a big canvas bag with knives sticking out of it like normal, you know?
Dude, that rocks. I love that. Okay, so I've listened to the album many times, as I've been fortunate enough to have it in my possession for a little while now, and I love it. I love it a lot. Do you think that the tour is going to be a lot of the new album? Are you going to be playing some older stuff, or are you focused on just new, or just whatever you feel like playing?
That's a good question. We haven't really gotten to building out the set list just quite yet. But we're definitely working with an eye toward being able to at least play every song on the new album. There's only, I mean, the album's like 40 minutes long, but it's only like 7 songs, you know? So, and we did like write and record them last year. So I think I would be a little bit disappointed in ourselves if we couldn't play them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so we're kind of focused on that. Yes, I think it's safe to say that the set on this tour will consist of a substantial amount of the new album.
That's awesome.
Because it's not the whole fucking thing.
Well, that's great. I mean, I just, I can't wait to see you when I get to see you, which is the, which I'm assuming will be the Los Angeles show, which I'm really excited about.
Hey. I'll be there. You be there.
Dude, do you want to get food before the show?
I would love to get food before the show.
What are you thinking?
It's at the Echo, the show.
Right.
I'm
thinking some type of soup, dude.
Soup. Yeah. I'm a soup guy. Nice. Sure. Soup me up.
Okay. Done. Soup it is. I love it.
Is it?
Yeah.
To your knowledge, actually.
Yeah.
This is great interview fodder, by the way. This is me asking you a question.
Yeah.
The Echo.
Yes.
Is that the space on the ground floor or in the basement?
I believe that's the ground floor.
I think so too. Okay, cool.
Yeah. The downstairs.
Because one is the Echo, one is the Echoplex.
Yeah, I believe that's the downstairs, the Echoplex.
Well, we're playing at the Echo.
Cool. I've seen some great shows there. It's awesome. All right. Well, Andy, I love you a lot. And thanks so much for kicking it with me for the last while doing this interview. And I can't wait to see you and hug you and kiss you. And yeah, man, that's the excitement is building.
Corbin, I love you too. It was a pleasure speaking with you and being with you. I mean, I guess the jig is up. I'm not in the C-Cut studio. I'm in Orlando, but being with you, virtually in the C-Cut studios.
Yeah.
Any conversation with you, recorded or otherwise, is a well spent time of my day.
Awesome. Anything else you want people to know about, yourself, the band, the album, the tour, or anything at all?
Yeah, it felt like it was going to rain today in Orlando, but it didn't. And the weather's really cool right now, so I'm very grateful for that. That's about it.
Awesome. Okay. Well, Andy, we will talk to you again soon, and have a beautiful day, my friend.
Likewise. Peace, brother.
Ciao. Bye.
to even try. Staring every second, minute, hour slipping by until your gaze is fully dry. Can't catch a break to even cry. Thank you. in my dream. The future is bright, the gypsy told me so last night. Said she saw our children playing in the sunshine. And there was you and I in a house they didn't know lies. And all these things were yours, and they were mine. Oh, Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Where the air is fresh and clean. Oh, Candida, just take my hand and I'll lead ya. I promise life will be sweeter. And it says so in my dream. You know, who am I? Just an old fresh and clean. Oh, Candida, just take my hand and I'll lead ya. I promise life will be sweeter. And it's just so in my
mama. She wrote, darling, I love you. Now there's no one above you. I wish you were home. You've been gone so long.
I miss you.
Oh, bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her in your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you'll begin to make it better. Anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulders. It's a fool who plays the cool by making the world a little bit colder. Hey Jude, don't let me down. You found her, now go on out and get her. But remember to let her in your heart.
I beg your ladies, one drum. what intercourse, and they tune in you. Abuse your speakers, lose your manners, disturb the neighbors, this one's a banger.
Yeah. yet to step in. Your tongue is like a weapon. This is Kevin from heaven, and yet so are ye. Since the age of 17, I've been taking part microphones. You've been taking part men you clone and throwing skeleton bones in the closet. Animal strike, curious poses. They feel the heat between us, but you need a woman, glorious Steinem diamond to feed us, carry my fetus. I'm like the man in the moon when we kiss, then you swoon on the run.
I've been on the run, the shadow is a guide. It's starting to make sense to me.
Donald Hall welcoming each and everyone to the Full Circle Show. I hope you and your family will be blessed this morning. Special greetings goes out to Kaya Kindu and family. My thoughts and prayers goes out to each and everyone in this worldwide pandemic of COVID-19.